What's up?
So whether Bill's here or gone, he's going to be listening to
Bill's
Matt Stowe.
Bill's on the phone, he said.
Well, he's very important. I appreciate Bill working this in. We're going to talk about boxing here, and Bill is taking this opportunity to step out for a few minutes. Game 7 tonight on the Buzz, by the way, while the All-Stars are playing in Conway tonight, just down from Matt Stell's residence. But we will be there tonight. I will be there with Trey Schaap. We are calling the girls' game at 6 o'clock tonight. It is the AAA All-Star basketball game. Girls at 6, boys at 8, both to be heard on our sister station, the Heartbeat 106.7. They already did baseball Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, though, is the football game, and that'll be heard on the Buzz as well. So, yeah, tonight the All-Star game's on the Heartbeat 106.7 and the NBA Finals Game 7 tonight on the Buzz. Busy week. We do not have any boxing being broadcast on the Buzz in the near future, unfortunately. But we are going to talk about boxing right now, and it is back in Central Arkansas. It is good news, and have a couple of boxers in with us. We have an old favorite and a new superstar that is rising. Jonathan Nelson has been in here too many times to count. Good to have you back. And Keon Evans is also here, both fighting at the Metroplex June 29th. And let me start by saying welcome. Good to have you guys in.
How you doing? Thanks, Justin?
How
nice
are you?
Nice to be back.
So, heat in the rock. How many total fights on the card?
8 fights.
Okay. So, Jonathan, a lot of people are familiar with you. You are the nephew of Ozell Nelson.
Yes, sir, the nephew.
And so is Mark, and he wants people to know that, too. you know, people are familiar, I think, with your career a little bit. Still undefeated, 18-0.
18-0, baby.
So, tell me about what you've been doing. We haven't talked to you in, I guess, several months on the air, at least. But talk about your career, where you are, and this has still not become, unfortunately, for you a full-time thing. I mean, you're doing it in conjunction with actually holding down a job. It's
kind of like
being a musician for many people, Matt. You know how that goes. But
true.
But talk to me about what you've been up to.
Man, I've just been working and working out. That's basically what I've been doing. Get ready for this fight here June 29th at the Metroplex. Man, I've been best in shape of my life. I'm ready for this fight.
Yeah? So do you know much about your opponent?
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy. I mean, 16 wins and 2 losses. I mean, he's been there with the best, Andre Ward. So he's the champion right now, and he's had experience with that guy. So
is this the best fight for you to date as far as opponents go?
Oh yeah, I look at this as a stepping stone to get where I want to be. So I'm gonna go in there and take care of business on 29th.
Yeah. Keon also is undefeated in his young career.
Yes, sir.
And a hard hitter, I hear. That's the story on you.
Yeah, I try to be.
Yeah, well, guys, in your weight class, we don't see guys get put to sleep a lot. So you've 4 knockouts and 6 victories. Is that right? Do I have my information correct?
Yes, sir.
That's very impressive and very rare. So talk to me about your approach, your career. We were just talking about how you got into this. Let's talk about all that with you.
My approach is basically just to go in, not to just win, but to look good and to just really just dominate the fight. And my career has been very long but short. I mean, I've been fighting since I was 11, and it's been tough, but we finally get a chance to fight in Little Rock, and it's really what I've been wanting for a long time. So,
how many amateur fights did you have?
I've had over 100 amateur fights.
Okay. So how do you even decide to flip it to professional? I mean, certainly you were probably ready before you did.
Well, you know, that's politics and everything, but as far as amateur boxing, I made it to the last chance Olympic trials qualifying, and mm-hmm. I was winning the fight, and they gave it to the other guy, so I just figured, you know, it's time to take it to the next level.
Yeah, I've seen some weird ones over the years in amateur boxing, right, as far as the scoring goes. It's a difficult thing. I think for all the complaints about professional boxing, we don't see as many decisions that are as questionable. I've seen some, when they had the National Golden Gloves here a few years ago, I cannot remember the kid's name. There's a boxer from Arkansas that got jobbed so bad.
Jonathan Nelson.
No, maybe you too. No, that's not who I was thinking of. But anyway, it does happen. So what about your opponent? You're fighting a guy named Donald Griffin.
No, I'm fighting.
Is that not you?
No. That's another guy who's fighting from Pine Bluff.
Okay.
I'm fighting a guy named Kari Tahi from California. And he's actually a very tough guy. He's from Mexico. He's coming to fight. He's a hard hitter, and I'm actually fighting at another weight class. I'm fighting at 130, so it's a step up for me.
Okay. Now, the weigh-in is the day before. It's the 28th.
At
Gasano's downtown and on Clinton Avenue, so folks want to go down there and
12 o'clock, be there.
High noon, you can grab some lunch and watch the weigh-in, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And you guys will get to have some lunch. So why the decision? How did you end up moving up? How did that happen?
It's actually hard to get a fight between 122 and 126. You know, the guys, they just won't fight me anymore. So I want to put on a show here in Little Rock. So by any means, you know, if I have to step up, I have to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Get the job done.
There you go. So what's next for you guys? Obviously, this is a you know an important fight for both of you, mm-hmm. especially being right here in town. But what's coming up? I mean, what's the plan?
Me personally, I'm looking for that big fight, that championship contender. I'll be a main contender after this fight right here, and I'll be 19-0. So it's only time now. Just the next fight. I'm hoping for a championship bout.
Yeah. What's been the holdup with you? I mean, you got a perfect record. You've been doing this. You've been at this a long time now. How? I mean, talk about to me. I mean, I think some people understand the difficulties, and we were talking about politics just a minute ago with Keon. But I mean, there is some of that. But talk to me about the difficulty of getting the kinds of fights you want.
Man, it's hard to get a fight. it's hard to get the deal done. I mean, the guys just don't want to fight me.
Too bad. Too bad.
You should lose a couple times.
That's probably what I have to do.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But, yeah, Jonathan Nelson and Keon Evans joining us. What time did the fight start on the 29th at the Metroplex?
8 o'clock.
Okay. And, yeah, it's a good night. So it's fun. I grew up going to Golden Gloves. And you want to come up here and hop on? Mark's coaching back there. Like,
10 rounds.
Okay, 10-round fight. Okay. Hopefully not, though.
Oh, yeah, it won't
be. It'll be 10 rounds. That's good. It's always good to finish early.
I love it.
And again, it's at the Metroplex. General admission, $30 in advance, $35 at the door. They do have VIP. Do you guys what's VIP get you?
Ringside.
Okay, well that's good. We can get some sweat thrown out in the front row.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
good. Where do we get tickets? We just call this number here.
You can call it, or go, you can get tickets at Gazzano's.
Okay, that makes it easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For more information, it says right here on the poster. Call Karen at 501-319-4033. So, how's your uncle doing?
Good. He's actually working right now.
Is he? Is he still training you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then there's a feature, too. Mark Edwards in Channel 11 doing a feature on Jonathan. It's coming up Sunday night.
Sunday night.
10 o'clock?
Yeah, I think we'll put it in 10 o'clock.
Okay, there you go. So what about between now and fight day? Will you guys crank it down a little bit, or are you guys still grinding this week?
We're grinding.
We'll slow it down next week.
Okay.
Crank it up this week.
Yeah. So, Keon, what about for you? What's your 6-month plan, 12-month plan? What are you looking at as far as opportunities for you down the road?
Oh, man, I'm looking for whatever. I'm looking for the big fight. I'm looking for whatever. Whoever will fight, I feel like at this point, because I'm fighting at a smaller weight class, it doesn't take as long as it does for Jonathan. You know, I'll get a championship fight maybe around 15 fights. So I'm just looking to continue to fight, stay busy, continue looking good and putting on good shows for people so you know I can get the opportunity as soon as possible. And so on the 29th, I hope everybody just comes out and shows their support for the Little Rock top-notch fighters, and we'll show that there is still great fighters in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, certainly this is an area that was on fire for boxing when Jermaine Taylor was at his peak, and it is, you know, from a media standpoint and exposure standpoint, it's fallen off a little bit, but I know there's still a ton of interest in it, and we got plenty of good fighters here in the state of Arkansas.
We're bringing them back.
That's good. Well, we wish you lots of luck. Real quick, NBA Finals Game 7 tonight. Feel pretty strongly about this. Keon feels good about this one.
Heat.
You like the Heat tonight?
Heat by 15.
By 15. He thinks they cover the number easily. Jonathan, what about for you?
I'm pulling for the Heat, but it's a toss-up.
You're pulling for the Heat?
I'm pulling for the Heat, okay. But it's a toss-up.
Spurs gave it up in Game 6. That was their chance.
So
they blew it.
You think they blew their chance,
Heat are going to blow them out.
Okay. Well, guys, good luck. Again, weigh-in is the 28th at 12 o'clock at Gassano's downtown on Clinton Avenue, and the fight is the 29th at the Metroplex. And get out there and support your Arkansas fighters. Go ahead. Yeah?
Actually, we're going to have to give away some tickets on here, right here on the Buzz.
Okay, let's do that. You know what? I've actually got a trivia question that we'll do, and it's actually a boxing one, so this worked out perfectly.
All right.
So, you know, we'll do that in just a second. Let me get this question here from James. If you want to win some tickets, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037, and so you will look sharp at the fights. I will throw in a Sport Clips MVP haircut too because I'm so generous. James, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Good. I got a question for Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Y'all said we can get tickets at Gassano's, right?
Right. That's correct.
All right. Tell me why I should buy a ticket.
Hey. Sell him. He's going to put his promoter hat on now.
Hey, you're looking at some of the top-notch fighters here in Little Rock. You got to come out and support the Little Rock fighters. You being from Little Rock, hey, We're trying to put boxing right back on the map.
It's a pretty good show. I mean, you get a bunch of fights for one price, so that's a good deal. That's why I love going to the fights. You get a bunch.
Boxing / MMA. Yeah. You even have a couple MMA fighters if you're not a boxing fan.
So you get the best of both worlds.
I'm a fan of yours, Dunton. I've been following you ever since you was an amateur.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm looking for a good fight. Now, how can I get a VIP ticket?
You can
pay $50 in advance, $55 at the door.
That's how you get them.
At Gasano's.
What about a free one?
I'll tell you what. I'll give you first crack at winning some free tickets. How about that?
All right, let's go ahead.
All right, here's my question. This is a quote by a famous fighter. I saw this quote in Esquire, and I thought it was a pretty good one, so I was going to use this as a trivia question anyway, so it worked out perfectly. Here's the quote. I fought Sugar Ray Robinson so many times, it's a wonder I don't have diabetes. They made a movie about this guy's life. Who's the boxer?
Muhammad Ali.
Nope.
Sugar Ray Robinson now. That's a totally different weight class.
That wouldn't be a very fair fight. Rebecca.
Yes.
We're looking for a boxer. Movie about his life. I fought Sugar Ray Robinson so many times, it's a wonder I don't have diabetes.
Okay.
She's trying to type.
It's a tough question.
Mike Tyson?
Google. No, not Mike Tyson, but thank you. Let's see if we have some astute fight fans out there. Okay. I'll give another hint if we don't get it here. Jay.
Yes, sir.
What's my answer?
Tommy Hearns.
No. Okay. I'll give it away, basically. But how about this? Joe Pesci played his brother in the movie. Brother in the movie. Not his mother. That would be weird. I fought Sugar Ray Robinson so many times, it's a wonder I don't have diabetes. Who's the boxer?
The dude off that movie, Mickey, damn, what's his last name? Mickey, I don't know.
You're talking about Mickey Ward?
Yeah, Mickey Ward. That's
no. Sugar Ray Robinson wrapped his career up a little before Mickey Ward got into it. Patrick.
Yeah, I think it was Jake LaMotta.
That is correct, sir. Jake LaMotta, indeed. Yeah. Very good.
Good deal.
Appreciate the call, and have fun at the fights, my man.
Thank you.
All right, hang on a second, and give your information to Matty T. We'll get you guys straightened out again. Weigh in the 28th at Gasano's. Fights the 29th at the Metroplex. We start at 8 o'clock. Gentlemen, good luck to you. Represent. And the next time you get ready to punch somebody, let us know. We will spread the word.
Thank you, sir.
Good seeing you, fellas. All right, it is 11:19. We're going to take our time out. Is Jim Gray actually on the line? Is it Jim Gray? The defrocked sideline reporter, as Jason Whitlock once called him on the show?
Well, I don't know. He just wanted to win tickets.
I'm just kidding. Okay, sorry, Jim. Ready to give him away. I just think it's awesome his name's Jim Gray. If your name was Jim Gray, would you change it?
I feel like his like voice on air is one of the most lackluster things. Not to be critical of everything, but
what if your name was Jeffrey Dahmer? Would you change it?
I'd put my middle name in there, like Jeffrey Jonathan Dahmer.
You'd go by J. Jonathan.
Yeah,
J. Jonathan Dahmer, like an attorney or something. It's 11:20. We'll be back in a minute. A little more NBA Game 7 talk. We also have Evan Demereaux coming up at 11 o'clock, or 11:30 rather, to talk about some things going on with him on Sporting Live Arkansas. One of the things he's delving into is a potential bowl game here in Central Arkansas. Also some college sports talk, and boy, really weird story out of the NFL. So we'll get into all that coming up.